One player who's been around here a long time, his position, you got to admit, it's in question. Talking about the playmaker D'Angelo Hall, bouncing back from an ACL injury. The guy looks in remarkable condition. He's a very quick healer. And he was asked, as the players packed up the locker room for the offseason, how's the rehab going?
It's going good. It's going good. I feel good mentally, physically. You know, it's hard to say great because I'm not even running yet. You know, I hadn't got to that point, but I feel good. And, you know, they say I'm ahead of schedule, so we'll see.
You trying to play next year?
I would like to. You know, I would like to. I think it's still a lot of plays out there I could make. And ultimately, I want to try to help this team win games. And, you know, for as far as it feels like we are away, it feels like we're, you know, just that much closer too. So we'll see, you know, we'll see. But, yeah, I'm definitely trying to get back out there and play. I feel like I can help us win games. I feel like I can make plays. And we'll see, though. We'll see.
What's the difficulty with being on injured reserve as early as you were? And you were still around the facility, but not being able to help out on the field in this kind of season that they had?
Just seeing things on the field happen that you have no effect on. You know, seeing plays that you feel like, I think I could have made that. Or, you know what I mean? Just going through it from a distance and not really being able to go out there and help. You know, that's probably the most difficult part is not being out there with your brothers. But, you know, this game beats you up, chews you up, spits you out. That's kind of part of it. And so as frustrating as it was, wasn't as bad as my Achilles. So, you know, I have a little bit of positive vibes just knowing that it's not that bad. So, like I said, I'm going to rehab like hell and get back out there. If they want me, they want me. If not, you know, we'll see.
With you out, do you think there could have been a little bit of a void in terms of leadership?
The easy answer is yes, but I feel like we have so many guys in this locker room who stepped up throughout the whole season that, you know, even though I was missed, I think we had other guys step up and really, you know, show that they can help lead this team as well. I don't think it's a one-man show.
And there's a second piece of tape from D'Angelo Hall. It's rather lengthy, but I want you to hear it. He talks about his love for this franchise, the reality of being a pro football player. This guy is absolutely super smart, in the words of head coach Joe Gibbs. Give me a super smart, will you?
He's super smart.
More with D. Hall. He is super smart.
They come to the conclusion that, hey, we don't want you or you're too injury prone, then it is what it is. I'll sit back and try to figure out, hey, do I want to go somewhere else and play? Because I do feel like I can still play. I can still be great. But do I want to go somewhere else? I've been here so long and I'm so comfortable with these guys, I don't even know if I would want to. But it's something I would have to sit down and think about. But, you know, we'll see. Only time will tell what's going to happen.
If they look at a contract and they see, you know, you've been injured, would you be willing to maybe trade some incentive for some salary, something like that, to be able to come back?
Yeah, I think so, because I'm not here trying to rob nobody and just keep, you know, making the same thing. If I show that I can be healthy and play 16 weeks, then maybe we, you know, like you said, incentivize it and do something like that. That's something we, you know, me and my agent has kind of talked about, because I kind of expressed the same concerns to him. Like, man, I just feel like I'm stealing money, man. I didn't been, you know, I signed that deal 4 years ago and been hurt every year since then. And, you know, so, you know, I want to ultimately do what's best for this team as well, man. I understand it takes some sacrifice, some give and take to, you know, be able to put the right pieces out there on the field. And that's everybody collectively trying to understand that it's not just about the money. It's about, yeah, getting some money, but we got to make sure we pay other guys too to be able to put the best team out there on the football field.
Paying other guys.
As you can see, we need some help in other positions around here too. So go ahead.
So speaking of paying other guys, a lot of big decisions with Kirk, Pierre, Deshaun. What do you think happens there? What do you hope happens?
I have no idea. I hope everybody's back, you know. But money and all that, I'll let the guys upstairs handle that. So, but I hope, you know, I hope we get everybody back and add to it. You know, that's ultimately what you want to do. You want to get your guys back and add to them and try to bring some, you know, some difference makers around.
Defensively, some struggles the last 2 years. What needs to happen? I mean, there's always going to be talk anytime that's the situation about the coordinator. What needs to happen on defense to get things to where it needs to be?
I mean, the same thing that happens with every great defense. We need to get the ball. We need to get turnovers. We need to get some pass rush consistently. We need to stop the run consistently.
Do you have to find guys to do that, or what's
if we've shown we can't do it, then I guess we need to find guys who can do it. I mean, that's the proof's in the pudding. We can't just talk about doing it. You know, if we showed you 16 weeks we can't do it, and then I'm pretty sure they're going to find somebody who can. And that goes for myself. If I'm showing I can't stay healthy, they're going to find somebody who can stay healthy.